Projects 101.5. Got Rob in from the Climate Change Leadership Institute. Welcome and thank you for coming by.
Thank you, Chris.
It's always good to see you, man.
Always good to see you.
So you were on a bike ride this morning, I hear.
Yeah, it's bike to work week, and today was bike to school day, and I went with my two kids and wife, three kids. The little guy was in the back, and the kids were fired up. They want to do it every week.
Cool. I need to get my bike in working order. It's a little dilapidated, but with the weather being kind of nice in the mornings anyway. Afternoons a little sketchy, but.
Well, we want you training for next fall's climate ride, which is on Sunday, October 14th. So.
Boy, I'll have to train the heck out of that. Now, there's not a bike ride coming up, but a march, a demonstration of sorts on Monday, May 14th. And you're here to tell me and everybody else a little bit more about it.
Yes, sir. We have a march for responsible energy, a one-mile walk from the Santa Fe Historic Train Depot to the New Mexico Energy, Minerals, and Natural Resources Department to protest the attempt of the oil and gas industry to repeal the New Mexico's PIT rule, which provides for responsible containment of the waste from the drilling and fracking operations. And so we really strongly believe that we should be responsible in New Mexico when it comes to oil and gas drilling and when it comes to fracking. And this
everybody everywhere should be responsible, not just in New Mexico, but this is a demonstration for New Mexico.
It is, absolutely. And currently in this country, you know, it's unregulated fracking and this kind of oil and gas drilling that's going on. It can help our country in terms of having less foreign oil dependency, which is great, but we can do it in a way that's a race to the top instead of a race to the bottom, and we can have more sensible, responsible care of our air, our water, and our climate. And there's many issues that I don't think people are paying as close of attention to that as they should be. And for example, oil and gas drilling and fracking in particular releases a lot of methane, which is a much more intense greenhouse gas emission than carbon dioxide, and the oil and gas industry is not required to capture that methane, and they should be.
Why don't you tell folks that don't know a little bit, like give them the, you know, Reader's Digest version of what fracking is all about?
Well, it's a process of extracting gas and tight oil from usually shale rock formations, and it's a way of digging deep into the Earth's surface, and they combine that with horizontal drilling, and we've had a real boom in this country and being able to extract these oil and gas resources domestically, which again is better than dependency on foreign oil, but we should be doing fracking responsibly, and it's currently unregulated, and they have waivers from the Safe Drinking Water Act, from the Clean Air Act, from the Clean Water Act, and from a whole host of environmental regulations that everybody else has to comply with. Why shouldn't the oil and gas industry comply with that as well? And we, the people, need to make sure that they do.
Now, is there a specific ruling or something that they're doing right now in New Mexico that you're protesting, or is this just kind of a general, we don't like this kind of deal?
No, it fits in with a general project, direct action project called Lift the Fog, Lift the Fracking Fog, which you can find at www.takeresponsibility.us. But very specifically, this march is scheduled for May 14th at noon, because on May 14th, the hearing to repeal the New Mexico PIT rule is taking place at the New Mexico Minerals Natural Resources Department
that we're walking to. Really?
At Porter Hall, starting on Monday, May 14th. Through that week, they have hearings to try to repeal this important rule that calls for responsible containment of the waste.
Now, is the PIT rule not something that was handed down to them from the federal level, from the EPA? Am I wrong?
This is just something in the state of New Mexico that we did several years back.
Okay.
And again, there's not federal regulations on oil and gas drilling and fracking, and there's very minimal state oversight here, and it's very unfortunately partisan, depending on which administration is in the governorship, controls the oil and gas conservation division, and it's not very objective. And we need objectivity when it comes to protecting the land of enchantment, our air, our water, and our, and and our climate as well. So
okay, now this is specifically at issue is the fracking, though, or is this also have like coal emissions from the Four Corners? I know there's a lot of controversy about that, and I know that there's a lot of controversy about the dairy regulations with where they have to line the pits, all that sort of thing. So I'm just wanting to make sure that I, you know, have my head wrapped around specifically what this march is demonstrating for or against.
This march is for the pit rule, which is for responsible containment of waste from oil and gas drilling and even fracking operations. And so it's also more widely for responsible energy choices, which we need to make as New Mexicans and as Americans. And when you mentioned the San Juan, you know, there's the San Juan generation plant from coal, which is very antiquated, and there's an opportunity to phase that out and save much in regulations in modernizing those plants. And we could switch to renewable energy and cleaner natural gas from the old antiquated coal. So that ties in, actually, mm-hmm. because okay. we should not just switch from dirty coal to dirty gas.
Right.
We should switch to cleaner gas and renewables if we
or
do
wind
that.
And solar. I mean, it's New Mexico.
Absolutely. Renewables, wind and solar.
There's a picture on the front of the New Mexican today. They're putting solar on top of the convention center.
That's so exciting.
That's a little encouraging.
It's a new era of energy, and that's what we want to see. And we really appreciate if people could come out on Monday, May 14th to our March for Responsible Energy. The Students for a Sustainable Future are helping with that. That's a group of students from St. John's College.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And now, where exactly on the train depot are they gathering on Monday?
Right out front, where you would normally get on the train going
by
to
the water tower thingy there.
Yep, right out front where you get the tickets from the train depot.
Okay,
and so
just be there at noon, or be there at 11:55, or be there at 11:30, or what?
Be there at 11:55 and noon, and we're going to start walking at 12:15.
Bring signs,
you know, to make a statement of your own. And we've been making some with these students that I've just told you about. And absolutely, we want a nice demonstration and a civil disobedience, as you call it.
That is as I call it.
We want to be civil as well. And we really appreciate Hutton Broadcasting and Project to being able to air this march, and we very much hope for your listeners to come out and join us.
You know, you're welcome anytime. Now, tell folks real quick before we go, in case this is the first time they've ever heard about the website, the social interaction of environmentalists, the takeresponsibility.us.
Yeah, takeresponsibility.us. Just come there, and you can find out more about the march by, you know, right on the homepage. The March for Responsible Energy and the project called Lift the Fog, which stands for Launching Integrity and Facing Truth in Fracking of Oil and Gas. And so also you can participate as a member of CCLI by clicking the Lead Your Revolution for Clean Energy in America. And that's, as you were saying, at a social action network of fellow like-minded people who care about a cleaner energy future and a more responsible future when it comes to conservation instead of overconsumption and overuse of dirty fuels. So,
right on. Well, Rob, thanks for coming in and filling me in on what's happening, because, you know, I didn't get all the information that I thought I needed from the flyer, although the flyer is great to have. So I'm glad you came in and told us a little bit more, and you know you're welcome anytime.
You're a gentleman.
Folks, it's Monday, noon, Santa Fe Train Depot. Bring walking shoes, bring signs, and you know, behave yourselves. It's civil disobedience, but you do want to make a statement, and you do want to make a stand against fracking. Now, Are they actually fracking in New Mexico right now, or is this like to get them not to start fracking?
No, they are. And we're not actually against fracking if it was done responsibly and they complied with the Safe Drinking Water Act and the Clean Air Act and they actually contain the methane from the operations. And we could have clean energy extraction. But unfortunately, the way it is, it's very dirty and we need to keep it as clean as possible. And we need to preserve the New Mexico's pit rule and have higher standards of natural gas and oil extraction.
Okay. Do you need people to RSVP if they're going to come, or do they just come?
They just come and show up. But you're okay. Welcome to sign up for the Lift the Fog Direct Action Project, which again is at www.takeresponsibility.us. Join us as a partner. There are many other partners, the Wild Earth Guardians and their Earth Care and so many others that have been very awesome. But this is a widespread open activity for all of New Mexico. So come on out and join us.
Cool. And if you just tuned in, I'm going to post this at SantaFe.com as a podcast so you can listen back and get all the details. And tell your friends. Take care, Rob.
Take care, Chris. Thanks so much.